The adult beverages are poured, the kids are asleep. Welcome to New Dad Gaming, a show about fatherhood, gaming, and new fathers figuring out their gaming lives. My name is Trevor, and I have a two-year-old and another on the way.
And I'm Jeff. I have a seven-year-old and a four-year-old.
Yeah, man, it feels like it could be any day. Like, it's week 33.
You're getting close.
Yeah, it was week 33, and just the way it feels, it's just like any day, technically. It's just really starting to hit home. Like, we were folding onesies for the new baby.
Oh, yeah.
And like, you're holding these things up, and you're just like, God, are they ever so small? I was looking at my current monster, and I was like, well, this thing was never small.
There's no way. It's funny when you hold up the clothes that you never used, too. Like, you're like, oh, we had this?
So many. Like, it's just, like, I don't know why we'd ever, it's certainly fun to buy. And I think it's kind of like this nice connecting experience and possibly especially for moms, but just that purchasing new clothes, especially with a new baby.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like it's a charm. It's a fun, sweet moment. But for myself, it's like, we have so much clothing. Like, it's just, there's stuff that this first son, we could probably put the new son through. The second son only in things that the first son never wore.
Yeah.
And he would be fine.
Yeah. He would have no problem. You'd have all the same pictures and all the same clothes, just a different person.
That's what I'm saying. It could not even be repeats. Yeah. The first son never even touched any of this because we never got a chance. And it's not from, I don't know if you got the same experience, but even with toys too, but like the second, it's like this curse parents pass on to one another. It's like, oh, you're having a baby.
Yeah, yeah. Here's the junk. Here's all the crates full of stuff, and
oh, it's just bags of clothes and like boxes of toys, and it's just that this is like, we've bought so little, and receives. I mean, it's hard to complain. Like, that's such at the same time, that's such a blessing. Like, that's so wonderful to be in that scenario. Of course.
Yeah. It's a lot. But at the same time, that comes in.
Yeah, airplanes are like wings missing. Yeah. And like, it's like, oh, the batteries don't work on that. They welded shut. Don't work.
But I hear you, right? Like, I think the only time we really bought were for birthdays and Christmas. I think everything else was just like we had a crate full of toys given to us.
And even like, see, if you're strategic, what you do is you put aside some of the toys he's never going to use, and poop. Yeah. That's Christmas.
Yeah.
I bought you this.
Why has it got like grape hanging off it and like all these muddy fingers?
This action figure is missing a leg. No, it's just, it's inclusive. It's one leg Joe.
DLC. You got to buy the other leg.
It would be DLC. Oh, it's not even half off like with Skylander, the new nonsense with like combining tops and bottoms.
Oh, like, yeah. That's ridiculous.
Legs sold separately, literally.
Legs sold separately, yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't bad enough. It's like you have to buy 50 of the toys, but now you have to buy to play the video game. It's now you have to buy the legs for 50 toys.
Oh, yeah.
To get different abilities.
No, it's ridiculous.
Have you ever had your kid go through those games?
Skylanders?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have it. I bought like, it was like an intro pack, so it came with like two figurines, but it was an older Skylanders because there's like three versions or something, and only some of the figures work with some of the games, so you got to be careful of that. But like, yeah, it comes with the figures, but then you have to buy the crystals that only lock in whatever element that creature is in the game. So if you have a water crystal, if you defeat a water boss, you can capture him. If you don't have a crystal, that's it. You don't get to capture him. You just continue the game, which is like half the fun, right? Because you want new things to play with, and it's really neat how it works. It's just, it's a lot of those little crystal things to capture things are like $15 a piece, and they're just like tiny plastic things.
That is so cool and so expensive.
Oh yeah. Oh, man. Like, I'm even looking like just on eBay and stuff, because it's an older game. If I can get older pieces for cheap, they're not cheap. It's like people think they're collector items now. I'm like, nope, I'm not spending $100 on that. Thanks.
And Lego's trying it, like with their Lego Worlds. Like, it's,
yeah, a lot of them are just kind of going under too, like just stopping. I know the Disney one stopped, the Infinity. A lot of people bought into that one. So
it's like, that's, and that really racks my mind too, just around like, cool, but like, what if you don't support this game anymore? Like, have I bought into
it's done
nothingness? Like, just like, I have like figurines for like days that I can't do anything with.
Yeah. Well, and I think some of them with the trap team, Skylanders trap team of what I have, some of them work in the newer ones because they built in that backwards compatibility, but not the new figurines don't work with my old game. So when my kid goes to the store and sees the new awesome ones because they've upgraded the figurines, no, you can't do that. You got to buy the new game with the new stuff and the new crystals because they made a new element like dark crystal or something. And now you got to spend more money. So.
Man, that's like, oh, that's awful.
But it is really neat. I will vouch for it. It is a really cool, especially the PS4. There's a speaker in the little landing area where you have to put the figurine on, and it kind of yells when you put them on. It yells all the way into the game, so you can kind of hear it echo into the game out the TV speakers. It's kind of neat. Cool. It's a really cool effect. The kids love it, but it's money.
it's so high quality. Yeah, again, it's just such an awesome idea, but like, dang, man, how would you?
Yeah,
it's like, what is like $1,000 habit to like get
them and all to focus in on one, right? You could do, like you said, Lego, there's Disney, Skylanders, there's something else out there.
Probably. What I was just trying to think, like, does the Amiibos do those now work on the Switch, or is it?
I don't think as of yet, but I bet you they're building in something. Like, I don't think they work.
But it's like V2. So, like, yeah.
You have... Well, that's what I mean. Yeah. You got to buy them all over again.
Because I know, like, I've seen some impressive collections. Like, some guys, like, just have the entire shelf space with, like, 100 of these things.
Yeah.
And then they get a Switch, and it's like, oh, well, no. Bows, you see?
Make more shelf space now. Got to buy the new stuff.
Oh,
switch them out.
And how was your week in fatherhood and gaming?
Fatherhood was good. My now 7-year-old had his birthday party, which was, well, speaking of Lego, we had like a Lego party at the YMCA. So they do like a Bricks for Kids where a person comes in with a whole bunch of Lego and all the kids have their own little sets kind of pre-done with all the pieces they need. And they follow instructions and they build, well, it was Pokemon themed. So they had a Pokemon thing to build. It was a lot of work.
Yeah. Going to work, son. Happy birthday.
Yeah, like it was. My son is usually really good at Lego, but he's never really done the Technic one, which this one was the Lego Technic. And it's just with the cogs and the gears, and they had a battery power pack to run the thing. And the instructions weren't Lego instructions. They were this company's instructions. So even that was like a little bit off and hard to follow the depth of things of where they fit. I had to go around and help, and we saw all the parents kind of help their kid because it's like, well, I need to figure this out. Why doesn't this work right now? So it was interesting.
Just like a circle of parents building Lego.
Well, eventually we got them all done, and all the kids went and like built a mosaic of just regular Lego blocks, and they were off doing that. And then I'm still sitting there trying to get mine to work because it's like the advanced version that I had to do. So I was put to work. Oh. Kids were put to work, but they had fun. It was good. Lots of it's a different kind of energy with 7-year-olds. A little bit harder to control because they could talk back now. But
they have thoughts and opinions.
They have thoughts and aggression. So
aggression.
It's a little bit different than my 3-year-old when he turned 4, where you just bring out like a new ball and they're like, oh, like, and everybody's happy. This is a little bit different. So, but it worked out. I was tired. The whole family was tired that day, but it was good. In terms of gaming, I'm still on Final Fantasy 15. Still got to put some hours in that baby.
Still getting those chocobos.
Yeah. And I downloaded Until Dawn, which is this month's PS Plus freebie. So that's kind of like the choose your own adventure kind of like a Heavy Rain idea where you select choices in the game world and then maybe a character dies or doesn't die. So I think I've got my wife roped into playing it through with me. So we'll see how many characters we end up with. So
they all died.
Yeah, I don't like that person. Just send them out to the dark room.
Nice.
So we'll see
how that works. I had no idea. Yeah, I saw that one, that it was part of the PSN free for the month, but I didn't know. I thought it was just kind of a basic, like, it's another Outlast game or something like that, where it was...
No, it's less, I think it's less interactive. It's more just like, almost like Heavy Rain. It's at least my understanding. It's just dialogue choices that could affect all these characters that you have as your team. And you send whoever to whatever room and see what happens, and it threads from there. So, see,
curious about that. Because another one was, the Game of Thrones Telltale series. I don't know if that was like last month or this month, but...
I always add them to my library and never download them.
Yeah, exactly.
Too many.
Just the ever amounting list of shame of the things you'll never touch.
Pretty much.
Look at these wonderful things I'll never touch.
Yeah.
But no, Final Fantasy 15 is doing well?
Yeah. I just strangely addicted to it. The story is not there. Like, it is definitely living up to those critiques where the story's a mess. So it's not the strongest in there, but somehow just strangely addictive, just developing this brotherhood of the teammates that you stick with. So nobody switches out yet that I know of. And it's just, they talk to each other in combat, and the one takes pictures, like that's his thing. And he takes pictures of the day, and you have to camp every day to earn experience. And then you see his pictures that he's taken throughout. So it's just kind of a neat, I don't know. You start to get to know them. My son's starting to watch me play through too. And we've got our first summon, the big Rama, the lightning god, and seeing him on video where he takes up the full screen is so cool, just to see him come out into the world, and it's not a CG cutscene or anything, it's there, so it's pretty neat that way. I'm enjoying it. Couldn't beat the price, it's like $20, so...
It's so daunting. God, such...
I heard it's a short one, too, if you, like, run through the main... quests,
like, yeah, but are you hours. Like, are you going to?
No, I'm going to every side quest I can because I want the best gear to beat the main guy.
It's cool your son's into it though. Like, the is he like, he's watching you play it and commenting on what you should do, or like, what is the flow there?
Yeah, he now he can read, and like, pretty well. Like, he can there's some complicated words in there, and it's not too, like, it's not blood violence, it's fantasy violence, so it's got dragons and chocobos and all the other stuff that kind of comes along with Final Fantasy. So he's there on like what I should do. Oh, I've been poisoned. Like, he can read poison. You've been poisoned, you should use a potion or an antidote. Like, I've taught him what can
the basic, the life skills,
the life skills, the street smarts. But he knows what to do there, and when I level up, and what's the next skill I should select, because that would help me out. So he's there, he's present, he's strategizing for me. I think it would be way too tough for him to actually play and interact, but he'll run the overworld for me, and you can drive the car, he can do that stuff. But yeah, it's kind of cool. I don't know, that's an advanced game that he can kind of get into, and he remembers everything. Like, he's remembering stuff that some guy said in the next town over that I completely forgot. And he set up some mystery cave, and he's like, "Oh, Dad, there's that cave the man told you about." What are you talking about?
So he's like, "That's perfect." So he's your in-game like notebook of like,
yeah,
the quests you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, because at my age, I just forget everything. I'm like, "What? I don't know where I'm supposed to go. Tell the map to tell me where to go. I don't know."
But it's a perfect glimpse in the future. So we're old and senile, and like, your son is like, "No, Dad, you gotta go there to like get the crystal." You're like, "Oh,
why didn't they tell me that?"
What a foolish guy.
I didn't know that, but yeah, it's been working out, so it's good. How about you?
Nice. So the let's see. So fatherhood, we got the lip stitches out on Monday, and the went about as well as expected. Just like, the doctor, myself, and my wife, like, just all desperately holding him down, like, trying to, and the poor kid, it's just like, her trying to get in with like the scissors and just like cut them out. So,
oh god, mentioning of scissors.
Yeah, right. So they finally came out. Those are fine. I think it's it's hard to tell. Like, I want to have some patience, but like, it's definitely not as, you know, I wish it was a bit more seamless in the scar that he does have. I'll say it's like certainly improved from when they first came off. I was a little bit worried when they first came out, because it was just like, oh no.
Yeah. It looks kind of raw or whatever. You're like, ah.
And even a couple of days after, it's still kind of like, that's a bit more pronounced than I was hoping for.
We need to give you like an eye scar and a different name.
Yeah. And white hair, and like, yeah, we'll put you into The Witcher. But again, he's got
Final Fantasy character. He can just do it at my party.
Shave off half his hair and like glasses. I don't know. Just like, so he, yeah, but he's none the wiser and he's kicking out. We started back at our previous daycare. We were kind of like in a temporary daycare until our spot opened up in this one, and it has, which has been fantastic. We really like this place that we had previously been at. It was kind of nice to see them greet him back. Like, they all seem to like him, or at least fake it when we're around.
And hey, so again.
Hey, back. Yeah. So, no, so I was wondering, so he's back there. He's, you know, bouncing up. He's great. I'd say like one of the, it was raining the one day. I think it might have been on the week, one of the weekend, not this weekend, maybe the previous weekend. Anyways, we'd gone up to this indoor play place.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
And it's certainly targeted older kids. Like, they have, it's all ages, and they have like kind of sections.
Okay.
For smaller kids. But why would your son listen to that?
No. A lot. No.
So the one part is, it is like literally four stories of funhouse, basically.
Yep.
Like, entirely like, so roped off, like there's stairs, but like even the stairs are like padded, and a lot of them like circles and things are like, you know, down.
Yep.
So, and then slides, and so much of it was like me, I kind of assumed I wasn't allowed to go up
for structure. Yeah. I totally know where you're going. Yeah. You made the trip, did you?
I did. Like, that's the thing. It was like for structural integrity. Like, I thought like I probably shouldn't go up. I don't know if it's built for my size.
No.
But all of a sudden he somehow gets to like the third and fourth floor, and I'm like, oh God. And I can't see him. Like, I've lost sight because I'm running around the bottom, like just like a dolt, like trying to look up to the top floor and catch a glimpse of him.
Yep.
And every now and then I see him like just kind of poke out near one of the meshes, like, ha ha ha. Then he like runs down.
Yeah.
Like, oh God, where'd you go? And then one of the last terrorizing phases is, there's this massive slide. It goes from, I call it like the third floor down.
Right.
What feels like a 70 degree angle. And right up top, it states, for 6 to 12 year olds, ensure that they're wearing full pants.
Oh God.
He was not wearing full pants.
No.
And I finally catch sight of him, and he just like cheekily kind of peeks around the corner on this slide.
Wow.
And it's like, okay, he's like, I don't, and he is going to launch himself down. I don't, like, do I sit at the bottom and try to mitigate?
Right.
The worst of it, do I sprint up and try to prevent him from going down? Am I over? Like, it's just like this whole like a decision tree about like, I'm not, there's no good answer here.
No.
And we've just been to the hospital. I can't, if we go again, they're going to give us like a, you know, 6 times free pass or something. Yeah. So yeah, he went down the slide. And just, oh, like, wow. He squeaked quite, unfortunately, it's one of those slides like where if you have your like bare skin against it, it's like squee.
Oh yeah.
Which seemed like he'd
tell where he is, because
he survived just fine. But I think that was like, fortunately, kind of towards the end of the trip, I'm like, oh, and that's done, and we're out of here. So yeah,
that's so funny that you'd had to do that, because I remember those days where I had to climb up, and you see the stickers of like, here's the 4 to 6 level, and then here's the 6 to 12 level, and I'm like, my weight up here, I'm not sure. But then you see other parents running after their kids because they're doing the same thing. They're going to the aged thing that they're not allowed on, and you can see like there's empty spaces where you could like fall down to the next level. Like, you're supposed to step down, but
you gotta like, you have to have some faith in their capabilities. But it's even like kids and like when they built it.
Yeah,
like, yeah, you're just picturing like tumbling down one of the stairs or like and you're not, if you're not like immediately on it,
right,
like, where's it gonna go? So yeah, that was it's paid, nerve-wracking experience. Like, I'd like to imagine after they're 6 that this turns into a much different scenario. But like, I don't know what 6-year-old wants to go do this.
Well, yeah, that's kind of where I'm at. One does want to go there, and the other one doesn't. Like, it's like a play place, like a McDonald's play place they'll go to, but they won't go like indoor playground. They'll have fun, but I don't know. Yeah. 7-year-old, he's kind of outgrown it.
That's the thing, right? So like, by the time they're actually old enough to go on that big slide, they don't want to go on the slide. You don't want to go on
it. Yeah, yeah. Then you go on it and you look like a freak.
Well, the thought too is like, okay, then do I slide with him? Like, what? Yeah.
I've got pants. Hopefully,
I got pants. Actually, I didn't. It was shorts. I guess I would have been like, no, I would have lost skin. But
your rug burn all the way down the plastic.
So I think too. So it's interesting to hear about your Final Fantasy experience, because the remaster of Final Fantasy 12 has come out for PS4.
Yeah.
And it's been interesting to see reviews of it. Final Fantasy 12 for myself was one of my favorite ones. Like that, definitely up there with 9 and 10, and of course 7.
Mm-hmm.
But it, the system was so incredible. Like, I love that system. I always want to find another game that has that system. But the visuals have been like completely remastered, and people are, and the score, the music as well.
Yeah.
And in addition, apparently they've made a bunch of improvements to it as well without really touching core gameplay. So it's getting all of these rave reviews. So there becomes that enticement where it's just like, well, putting aside, there's no chance I'll have time to play it. And I should mention, like, the only thing I played, I had like a 30-minute session of Farpoint, which is still fantastic. The spiders jumping at you like in 3D is just so nerve-wracking. Like, you're still shaking your head. Like, it's awesome. So putting aside the fact that I'd never be able to play it time-wise,
right,
the impulse to buy that from a nostalgia standpoint, so it's not only the game that you remember, it's the improved version.
It's better, yeah.
So do you rebuy the game you've already purchased?
See, yeah, I guess it would case by case basis. I never finished Final Fantasy 12 because I found it slow in the middle. Like, I remember doing a lot of fetch stuff, which I didn't mind doing. It was just, it seemed slow to go where I needed to go, and then it's just the battles to get there, and then all the way back. And then I'm like, I don't know what was going on at that time. It was so long ago, but I just gave up. And I had the steelbook version and everything, and I remember selling it at a garage sale, and I didn't want to see it go, but I'm never going to play it again. And then I saw the remaster, and they added fast forwarding in it.
That's right.
So you walk at double or quadruple the speed, and the battles can take place the same way. And like you said, that battle system, the gambit system of like pre-programming your members to do certain things, that would be lovely. That would be amazing, just to fast forward some of the...
Damn. That would be, yeah. And then the battles weren't... And it was incredible, especially for the time. If you think about, much like 15 now, it's just like you walk into...
Yeah, you see them, right? You see the enemies and...
Yeah, you just get into a fight. Like, there's no, like,
little
scene where, like, the world goes blurry and you gotta, like, dive into it. Like, it just, the battle kind of happens or doesn't.
Right. So, it's, like you said, an impulse. You're like, they've improved upon my nostalgia at that point. You're like, I remember it, like I liked it, but it was just, there's elements I didn't like, and then patching really didn't happen back then. So now they've just looked at it, remastered it, and I'm a sucker for new graphics and a new musical score. That would be amazing. And then to add those other elements that would help in a dad life, that's great. Like,
geez, that is a good, man, that's a good point, because if there ever was... Especially, like, you know, I'm looking at Final Fantasy 15, and that really seems out of my scope of possibility for the next while, especially with the new one on the way. But man, with fast forwarding,
right?
Okay, that's almost like you get your fix, but like, you're gonna be able to accomplish so much in the tiny like 30-minute session you possibly have.
Yeah, and I think that kind of speed of gameplay would be better. Like, instead of, even if they got rid of some of the fetch quests, you'd still be going at the same kind of rate, but having it, you still have that full game and you're just doing it twice as fast.
Four times as fast.
Let's get it in, or four times, like, let's get it and let's go, and then slow it down for the battles you really need to like strategize about and stuff. Like, that's fine. That's awesome to me. And I think that's what remasters should be. Like, they should improve upon certain game mechanics for the modern times, because if you kept it age old as it was, I don't think I'd give it a second look. It would be the same argument in my mind. You'd be like, well, you know, it looks great, but you know, those options aren't there. It's going to be another slow narrative to me at that time. And if they didn't redo the music or even the graphics and they just kind of emulated it on the new machine, I'm like, you don't really have my money at that point. Mm-hmm. But these new features.
Yeah, because I remember with the... So we've talked before, like, I mean, especially with dads and games that respect time.
Yeah.
Which is just so critical for you. And that type of improvement that just seems to look at, like, look, you've been here, you did this before.
Right.
You're clearly just kind of re-experiencing this for most people. But, well, I don't know if that's a fair assessment, but it's like, for those who would get back into it, it's just like, what you're respecting the fact that they've been here before, and this like enabling the experience, which that's very interesting. Yeah, man. After this conversation, like
I sold you on it.
Well, a little bit, because I was able to get through. I mean, I kind of
right. You got through that.
I kept holding out for. I kind of kept hoping 12 would come to the phone.
Oh right.
With that the fast forward.
Much.
It's a little bit of a big game. I don't know if that one's quite so possible. At least like give it another 2 years and then phones will definitely be able to. But man, that definitely sells it, because I don't know how much it's going for. I don't know if they're doing.
I thought it was full price. I don't know in Canada.
Full 60?
I don't know. Well, I hope it's not 80. That's for sure.
Yeah, but... Speaking of, hold on. Let's find that price. Google searches makes for great radio.
Full price, I don't think would be worth it, in my opinion. Maybe as a price break, you know, give it 2 months and it'll probably be half, which I think it's where it needs to be.
Yeah, that would probably make sense.
Just, yeah, because you know that they dump resources into it, but not enough to warrant a full game price, I think.
I think you're on... Jeez, I'm seeing Steelbook Edition. Hold on, let's try to find
that. That's another thing. They have a lot of the extra stuff along with it, too. You're like, pre-order now. You get the Steelbook. You get these little figurines. You get the second soundtrack or whatever, or the artwork. I used to love the artwork guides you get with them. That would be my thing.
I'll say this. I can't remember any of the characters. Or exactly. There's something. None of them were really the main character. They just all kind of had stories.
Yeah, I'm probably with you as well. I know it took place in the same world as Final Fantasy Tactics, Ivalice or whatever.
Okay, yeah, so it's $64.
See, like that would kind of, if it was
Hold on, 40, is this U.S.? 1 second.
Oh, God.
Okay, that's Canadian, Right. $64.99, so $65.
I don't think I could do that at that price.
Man,
as a dad and, you know, with the time. Because
65, damn, that's sad. I was kind of getting excited, like, yeah, maybe we could. $70. Ooh,
yeah,
that's a lot of formula.
That's where that nostalgia comes in. You're like, I don't think it's worth it, because most of the other games I've bought that are rebought is they've been decent prices. So even Final Fantasy VII, the amount of times I've bought that, it's been like 10, 15 bucks. Right,
you're chopping at the bit to get the next one too.
I know, and like. But somehow I can justify it when it's, you know, again, $10, $20. I think that's worth my time to kind of look at. Granted, they rebuilt this thing. Well, 60, I don't know.
Man, that is $65. Because when we started talking about this topic, the one that came to my mind is Skyrim.
Yeah, well.
Skyrim VR. And that's like. As I do another Google search.
Ridiculous. That's 80. That's a full price.
Yeah.
That's full price.
Not a full price, man.
That is, yeah, well, yeah, because the full price of Skyrim when it came out in Canada was, again, what, 54 or whatever we had as a regular. Now it's 80. But.
Let's see. I see your call. Yeah, I swear. So I'm Googling again for all of our listeners.
But some other remix I was interested in was the Crash Bandicoot.
50 euros. Let's see.
Oh my god, it's like $100.
Euro to Canadian.
There's no way, no.
That's currently $73.
That's
So somewhere between, yeah, somewhere between $70 to $80. That's see, that one, okay, that one for me is going to be harder because I did with the VR set. A couple things. First, I first bought Skyrim for like $5.
Yeah. Right. So everyone did that. Even if they had it, they just bought it again.
Like, for $5, I'll throw another $5. Yeah. But it's like definitive edition. This apparently comes with all the downloads and everything, like all the expansions.
It should. If it doesn't, that's another.
And I thought of that with in VR. That becomes a much that game, that openness, that world, but the ability to just like be in it seems. Yeah. Just like, it's so hard to comprehend how great that could be, and especially like I said, the taste that I had with Farpoint in some degree of like freedom in a world as opposed to just like a literal on rail shooter, definitely warmed it up. So it's I wonder how I'd feel if I had paid initially like the $60-$80 for Skyrim, yeah. Like back like, you know, 20 years ago when it first came out. However long,
I'm surprised they didn't do like a dirt rally kind of idea where you could add the VR on top of the game for an extra $15. Like, so Skyrim Remastered is already out for PS4, right? The whatever, the new edition or whatever. If they add a VR component, that would be an easy sell at even $25.
Wait. So they have
Skyrim Remastered on PS4, right? Like, or whatever it's called. They called it something different. It's already out there.
How much does that cost currently, though?
I think it's up there. I think it's like $60. Okay. I'm pretty sure it's like $60.
Wow.
I've seen it on sale for lower. I think it's maybe sitting around 30, 40 on sale still. But add the VR component like Dirt did. Like, I realize that you spent resources to get it there, but come on. You're milking it for Switch. The Switch is getting Skyrim, which is basically the motion control part. You're just putting the camera into the...
face, and it feels like the I'd be curious to know if there should be some decent amount of work. I half wonder if there's not like a mod on Steam that gives you like Vive support for like the motion ones. Like,
sure,
you probably just like took it, like, there you go, enjoy.
Yeah, that's perfect.
That'll be $80, please. Yes.
And like, you know, more power to them, they're gonna get the sales. Like, it does sound like an amazing time to like virtually read those books. In VR.
But I've always wanted to finally throw cabbages. Like, it's just like in VR.
Throw all the cheese in your house. Like, that would be amazing to see all your cheese hordes.
The dragon fight, like the dragons coming over, like down from above, and you got to take care of them.
Well, even I'd love the Starry Night with the moon that would come, like, even having that in VR, just looking up and seeing if it was in a good resolution. I'm sure it would have, I don't know. Pretty old game. I'm sure they could get it pretty clean looking.
Like the things. Yeah, that I think is going to be a rebuy. I was trying to think about, almost should have come prepared, like almost the, like you, it's an easy answer. You've bought Final Fantasy VII like 12 times now.
Yeah, well, and that being said, more recent games, I think Grand Theft Auto V, I've rebought from PS3 to PS4. Just graphics alone was... Yeah. And the load times was amazing. So that was a recent one. Same with Last of Us. So I had that in PS3, and then the remaster came out with 60 frames a second. I'm like, deal. Like, it's such a good game, and it wasn't full price when it came out on PSN for PS4. So I think that's part of it.
I guess that's the best part too. Is like, yeah, it's certainly hard to, like, the Final Fantasy one, like, here we are, like, you'd almost convinced me. Like, yeah, okay. I think because of this fast forward, I can get a bit of a Final Fantasy fix in the very super limited time that I have.
Yeah.
Full price. Okay, well, let's just like back up. Like, I probably literally have the PS2 disc like nearby here.
Yeah, right?
If I was desperate. Oh, could you imagine like the load times going backwards?
Yeah, and then maybe that's part of it too. In the PS4, there shouldn't be any load times as far as I'm concerned.
That thing better run butter smooth. That better be super fast.
If you can, you know, put it into rest mode instead of, you know, finding a save point or whatever, all the better. Like, that stuff all works for it. But $70 and with tax in, and I don't know. You get the enjoyment out. I'm not saying like you would probably get a good 50, 60 hours in it, right? It's a dollar an hour. Not bad.
Yeah, I think the dollar an hour. Yeah, I think the only recent example of a rebuy really was so probably one of the more embarrassing ones I did was Street Fighter.
Right.
Because I had it for computer, right, like just for my PC, and then rebought that one for PlayStation as well. So at the time, I was separated from the PC, and I kept getting like these itches, and I think it went on a bit of a sale, and it's just like, okay, that's like, I really want to get back into that. Right. So that's something I own on both, where, man, I haven't, jeez, I shouldn't. Keep getting distracted with other things. We're having like really got into it. I keep seeing all these like news, like Evo's coming up. Yeah. So they're really huge fighting tournament.
Right.
And like, man, it's just like, it gets those like those itches kind of going like, oh, like I should like dive back into that and just get beaten all the time.
A little bit of tingles. In the tangles.
See, I think the thing is too, so neither you and I aren't in the Nintendo ecosystem, but you'd have to almost imagine like that world especially is super big on rebuys. Like I would
love to be in it. It's just the point of entry when you've kind of decided a console, I can't justify another one at that kind of price.
Yeah, whole console.
Yeah.
Especially when you're eyeing up the VR set.
Exactly.
Switch. You gotta wonder like how many times like Breath of the Wild, like not Breath of the Wild, the Zelda games, like
Zelda game would be amazing. Oh, the Mario game coming out would be amazing. I love Mario Kart.
Mario 64, which you could buy, you know, on any of the eShops. You could buy it for the 3DS. You can buy, and the old
Mario Kart. So I'll add that to the rebuy. I bought that on the Wii because I bought a Wii at a garage sale. So I bought that on the eShop. So.
And I was thinking about the Wii the other day. Like, what it's like to there's a whole series of like Nintendo games I skipped because I missed it, or just you know, I'm just figuring I could probably pick up a Wii for like $30.
Yeah, I got a pretty good deal because it was kind of, I don't want to say drug deal, but
okay, great start.
Shut up to. An online ad. They had a Wii for sale. It had a bunch of control. It had two controllers with it. It had a pro controller, which you need for Super Mario 64. So it's like the old school kind of Xbox thing. It had a couple games with it, and it was like the blue Wii. So I was like, oh, that's kind of neat. So it was all for like $70. So I'm like, oh, if I spent that like individually, that's way more. So deal. Run over to this guy's house. I ring on his doorbell. He's like, meet me at the garage. So it's his dad. It's his dad that wants to get rid of his kid's Wii, and he doesn't want him to know. Whatever the kid did, I don't know how old the kid was.
Dude, you're like the best friend. Like a man, just like, so what goes through your head? Like you're a dad.
I'm just there to buy the Wii. Maybe he was punished. Maybe he's in college. Maybe he has the same age as me, and he just wants to get rid of his stuff. I don't know. But he had it in the trunk of his van, and he opened up the van and had it in a bag. Like it was a plastic wrap bag. So he had already taken it out of the house. He had gone through the effort to take it out, bag it up, and I left with it.
It's like enabling like this like dad move as far as
totally.
Like, oh yeah, you don't finish your dishes? Well, the darn Wii is getting sold.
We'll all be there one day, I'm sure. So
you know, like you write that trick down for later, just like because I've seen like I don't know if you've seen the post online where it's like selling my jerk kid's PS4 because he got like bad grades. Any offer you want, I don't care. You have to get. It just this is awful, like diatribe basically against the kid as they're selling off the PS4.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, crying in the background, like, oh, poor guy.
But I highly recommend picking one up. I'm not. It's a cheap thing. Your kid can play with it soon. Really, these things are bulletproof. Nintendo knows how to make a console. Those Wii controllers have been stepped on, whipped, dropped, whatever.
And then a whole new season of rebuys, finally.
I think Final Fantasy 3, I think I bought that one too on there, or 6.
3/6, yeah.
Yeah.
Ocarina of Time, Mario 64, Mario Kart 64.
Yep.
Jeez, like you could immediately, like as soon as you get it, it's just like, well, now I'm going to rebuy it.
All Nintendo is all rebuys all the time, just because... They're every such good games. Yeah, and that's why they make those classic consoles like we talked about last week. It was just That's why they make them, because they're so good.
God, what a time. Like, the per episode, like, the SNES Mini, the ultimate rebuy.
Yeah, really. Probably those 20 games I owned at some point. Those are all rebuys.
Wait, you dust off a box in a closet. I would be surprised you can find some currently.
I have a couple. I don't know if they're on there, but we'll see.
They will be once the hackers get into it and just
every
single ROM.
Emulate it, whatever.
That'd be pretty sweet. That will do it for us this week. Thank you, everybody, for listening. This has been New Dad Gaming. If you'd like to reach out to us or find out information, you can go to our website at newdadgaming.com. You can subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or Google Play or any other podcasting service. If you'd like to please reach out to us if you'd like to ask us a question, or if you had a show idea or anything else in between, dad advice on rebuying games, for instance. Also, feel free to reach out to us on social media, Twitter, Facebook, anything else. And as always, a like, a subscribe, and a rating would be much appreciated, especially a pass on to any new dad who games. Until next time, my name is Trevor, and I have a 2-year-old and another on the way.
And I'm Jeff. I have a 7-year-old and a 4-year-old.
Very good. See you next week.
Sweet. Peace.
Should totally rebuy this show. Just like re-up 4 times.